Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2429. What type of conversation are you in with your body? By Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.substack.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your very own personal narrator. Happy Saturday and welcome back to another weekend edition of Optimal Health Daily. This is where I read to you from some of the best health and fitness blogs on the web, and always with my commentary at the end. And with that, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. What type of conversation are you in with your body? By Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.substack.com. 20 years ago, I saw fitness as a means to an end, and that end wasn't even aesthetics-based. It was about what I thought it meant if I went the hardest, was the best, did the most in workouts or sports. But I started to realize that I had a massive blind spot in my outlook on me, my body, and how I'm caring for it. Know how I realized that I had that blind spot? Everything felt like it was breaking down. I wasn't feeling my best, and I was tired of things feeling like they were way harder than they should be. That blind spot was influencing my ability to even recognize that there is indeed a conversation happening between me and my body. I had no idea what was on the other side of that blind spot, but I was so tired of where I was that I was willing to face that head on. This ongoing conversation with our bodies is one of the most helpful, informative, and confidence-boosting things we can experience, and yet it's one of the least attended to aspects of being fit, healthy, and strong, however that looks to you. I'm going to give you 3 of the most common ways I see folks handle the conversation with their bodies, and the one key that unlocks all of them for something better. And if you're rolling your eyes thinking this sounds very airy-fairy, that's part of the conversation you're in right now with your body, and it's all changeable, if you want it to be. Type 1. Ignore the conversation altogether and drag your body along for the ride no matter how much pain or struggle it gives you. You wouldn't ignore the innate response your body has when you're more careful around a hot stove after accidentally brushing against it and burning yourself. But frequently in fitness, the message is often made to seem as though if you're too tired to do a hard workout, it's probably because you're not good enough, not trying hard enough, or you're weak. When perhaps you feel too tired to go do a hard workout because your body needs something other than a hard workout. Type 2. Control the conversation by shouting at your body with more reps, intensity, diets, health hacks, and workout regimens. Remember the last time you tried to discuss something with someone who was raising their voice and talking over you? Not so effective for the conversation and also super annoying, right? A conversation is never one-sided. In fact, the responses you're feeling your body make, like be sore here, feel tight there, increase your mobility, decrease your mobility. These are all responses to signals your body has received. That signal-response conversation is occurring every day you live in your body. The conversation between you, your body, and your environment does better when it ebbs and flows. Hormetic stressors are effective because they are short dips into something that creates a stress response in your body, followed by removing that stressor. And type 3, give the conversation to someone else to have by trading all of your autonomy for complete dependence. There's a time and place to hire a professional to help you build your toolbox so that you can become an excellent caretaker of your body. But completely farming out what your best for my body conversation to someone else for the rest of your days is not something I'd recommend. No one will ever know what's best for you better than you. As a professional in movement and fitness, I can teach you things I know. I can share insights and tips with you, but I must also give you the space you need to start or continue to build your autonomy. You might say, but I know myself, and I know that I need someone else to write my program so I don't overdo it or underdo it. Maybe, but a better option than placing the trust in someone else over yourself would be to work with someone who can help you capture the trust you're allowed to have in yourself that you will make the right choices for you and your body. The one key that opens the door for better conversations. To make the conversation with your body better, more effective, more tuned in, and more understandable, there is one critical key to doing so. Curious compassion. Curious compassion is more, my body isn't trying to hurt me, it's always trying to help me, and less of, my stupid body hurts again. Curious compassion is more about, I wonder what that sensation is all about, and less of the, oh no, I've messed my body up again, I'm the worst. Curious compassion gives space to process. It doesn't rush to judgment. In my coaching program, we talk frequently about collecting data. Instead of seeing the reps you did or the rest you took or the sensation you experienced while doing the movement as good or bad, they are simply pieces of data. These data inform your decisions and lets you work from a place of curious compassion with your body, which in turn makes you feel more fluent in the language your body is speaking. And the more fluent you become, the more subtle nuance in the language you can pick up. You just listened to the post titled, What Type of Conversation Are You In With Your Body? By Kate Galliott of fitforreallife.substack.com. And I'll be right back with my commentary. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. As with most things we discuss on this show, when it comes to having honest conversations with your body, this can take time. Based on my own personal experiences with my body, I have tried having these honest conversations, but have often not listened to what it was trying to tell me. For example, my body will tell me that it needs a rest day, but I will ignore it and try and get in a full workout anyway. I'll be in the middle of my warm-up, so we're talking like the first 5 minutes of my workout, and my body is screaming at me. My muscles feel tired and I'm already gasping for air. All signs that I should stop right now and either perform some light stretching and call it a day or just stop altogether. Pushing through will probably lead me straight to injury. But it took me some time to actually acknowledge that this was my body trying to tell me something. There were many years where I would just ignore these signs and push through the workout, and more often than not, I regretted it. And in fact, to quote the wise in his own way Cosmo Kramer from the television show Seinfeld, quote, "Don't argue with the body. That's an argument you can't win." All right, that'll do it for the Saturday episode. I hope you have a great weekend if you're listening in real time, and I'll be back here tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.